Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Wood steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mossy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Cimolai reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cimolai scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz bunts towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Causey scores. Sullivan scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Sam Jones now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-1 in the game. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Seaburn moves to second. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Cimolai reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Jimenez goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 0 in the game. Baz strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. John Wyatt now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jimenez moves to third. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Fred Gladding now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Brown scores. Osborne moves to second. It's 10-8, Athletics. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimolai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Jim Bunning pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Causey is hit by the pitch. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for John Wyatt. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 12-8, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Jimenez moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Causey is walked intentionally. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-4 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.